Thy faith hath made thee safe. Go in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we start our Triduum to Our Lady of La Salette. In our Marian shrine, you see Our Lady appearing to two children, and she, when appearing over 150 years ago in France to two shepherd children, she very much incited and encouraged our people to make penance from their sins, so that they would not be punished so hard by Almighty God. As Our Lady in La Salette said us, that everybody should do penance from their sins, it's also our duty to pray for the sins, for the remission of sins of others, whether they be people living here on earth or those poor souls in purgatory. And oftentimes in our lives, when we do fulfill our duty towards God, we might face some difficulties. And today's Ember Day and Gospel tells us about Saint Mary Magdalene, who had to go through lots of ridicule from other people because she was courageous enough to abandon her sins and follow Jesus. Every month of October, we here in this St. Gertrude the Great School, we say daily rosary after every school day with a little meditation before each decade. And in the sorrowful mysteries, in the crowning with thorns, we think how evil people laughed to suffering Jesus. In that meditation we pray, Dear Jesus, help me be good when people laugh at me for being good. Children, when you grow up, you will unfortunately occasionally meet, just like Jesus did, people who laugh to you and are mean to you because you are a Christian and a Catholic. But in today's Ember Friday Mass, we read in the Gospel about Saint Mary Magdalene, who loved Jesus so much that she did not care that people were mocking her for her faith. Jesus showed in today's Gospel to everybody that he was a gentle and merciful and kind Redeemer, who does not drive sinners away from him, but draws them to him by his grace and pardons those who are penitent. And Saint Mary Magdalene is a great model of a true penitent. She used to be a woman who loved pleasures of the world and who lived evil life, but she heard about the miracles of Jesus. First, she followed him just out of curiosity. She joined the crowds following him so that she could listen what this man was speaking. And then she saw herself all the miracles and healings which Jesus did. And she heard his words, Do penance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. She had a sensitive conscience now, and the reproaches which her conscience gave her came stronger and stronger, and also the fear of God's judgment grew greater. But she now believed in Jesus, and she longed for that merciful forgiveness which God had promised to those who repent. And Saint Mary Magdalene prayed and thought over the words of Jesus and all the bad things she had done, and there grew in her horror of sin. But at the same time as horror of sin grew, also grew in her love for our Lord, which was full of hope. So she continued following him, and at long last, Saint Mary Magdalene found the long-awaited opportunity to go to see Jesus. But when she saw him, she could not say a word. Sobbing, she fell at his feet and bathed them with her tears. She had loosened her beautiful hair, which was formerly a source of vanity to her, and now she wiped our Lord's feet. She broke her vase and poured the precious oil over the feet of Jesus. Then she made herself a laughingstock as far as she could and did public penance, because it was in public she had sinned. Saint Mary Magdalene's tears were her confession, and her lowering herself was her penance. She was converted and abandoned the vain things of the world forever. And from that moment on, she continued to follow Jesus all the way to the cross, and to the end of her life, she did severe penance. Children, Saint Mary Magdalene was not afraid to do public penance. In the midst of a happy feast, she came forward as a penitent sinner. The joy of having your sins forgiven in the sacrament of penance, children, that joy wins easily all the difficulties which the people might trouble you for being a Catholic. Let us today on this Ember Friday, when we do our own little penances, remember with gratitude the example of Saint Mary Magdalene, and also remember with gratitude the great promise of our Lord Jesus, that he has promised to forgive all those who seek his love and all those who seek his pardon. When we have this happy promise with us, and when we remember to act according to this promise, there is nothing which this world can do to us which might make us to feel sorry that we are his followers. But we, in the precious company of the saints, have an unbreaking promise and a firm hope and trust that one day we will be rewarded of all of our sorrows and efforts which we made when we on earth followed Jesus with fidelity. God bless you.